You're listening to Vatican Radio.
At least 10 people have been killed and dozens wounded this week in renewed fighting in eastern Ukraine. The UN Security Council has warned of a dangerous deterioration in the region and called on warring sides to halt the violence. Fighting in the frontline town of Avdiivka has left thousands of residents without water or power in freezing conditions. The Catholic Church's aid organisation Caritas is in place in Donetsk, the most affected region, and has sent extra teams of aid workers to the city of Avdiivka to help people in need on the front line. I spoke to Jorge Nuno Mayer, Secretary General of Caritas Europa, about the humanitarian emergency.
Caritas is present in the ground, and due to this escalation, Caritas Ukraine has sent more people from different cities, from the cities of Mariupol, Kramatorsk and Zaporizhia, have been sent to the city of Avdiivka. This is the city that has suffered in the last days, starting the night between Saturday and Sunday, has suffered a new escalation of shelling. Well, the city of Avdiivka is a city of around 25,000 inhabitants. Only around 15,000 are left. And we have to think that we are speaking about 2,000 children there and around 10,000 elderly and disabled people who have it very difficult to flee from this war scenario. So Caritas is present there to help even in these difficult conditions, especially also because the winter in the eastern Ukraine is being very harsh.
Difficult conditions, also dangerous conditions for your people, I imagine.
Yes, well, it's not only dangerous conditions for our Caritas people, but our concern is the people who are there suffering, the children, the elderly. This is our main concern. If we can help the people as we are doing, for example, Caritas Ukraine has distributed in the last days around 1,000 food packs. The idea is to distribute 10 tons of food in these days to the population so that they have enough for 2-3 weeks of food. Caritas is distributing medical kits because the medical services are not functioning in that part of the country. So Caritas, we are very grateful for the international support. The whole Caritas family around the world is supporting Caritas Ukraine to help the people there in the area where now the war is starting again to be active.
Hostilities have actually been going on for the past at least 2.5 years. Do you feel the region is a little bit forgotten by the international community or by the media anyway?
I think so. Other things seem more interesting for media because to report every day on the same news seems to be not so interesting for media. But we have to remind that in that region of eastern Ukraine, more than 5 million people are affected. Around nearly 3 million people fled from that area. Around 1.7 million are living in the western part and central part of Ukraine. Others have fled to Russia, to other neighboring countries, to other parts of the world. So Ukraine as a whole is also facing an enormous challenge with reallocating people, helping people to find a new future in other parts of the country. And coming back to Avdiivka, that part that is now under shelling, we have to see also how difficult it is for the people there because the electricity lines have been destroyed. Heating is not working, and with temperatures with 17 degrees Celsius below zero, it's really very difficult to survive. The authorities are trying to keep the central heating to a minimum level, but indoor there are temperatures of 12, 14 degrees maximum in these days.
As a head of an important organization that provides aid, what do you hope to see in the near future as regards possible negotiations or resolution?
Well, one of the most important things, of course, is that we hope for peace, that we hope for dialogue, that we hope that that people can return to their homes, that people can start living their lives, caring for their children, hoping for a future. This is, for us, the hope. We are not in the political level, but we are trying to bring tenderness, as Pope Francis would say. We have to implement a revolution of tenderness everywhere where we are. We are in this difficult situation of conflict, of hatred. Tenderness has to be there, because only on this tenderness we can rebuild the society. And I would like to ask everybody who is listening, all the politicians, when we speak with them, to not forget Ukraine, to not forget this part of Europe that is under threat, that this part of Europe that also has the right to live in peace.
Thank you very, very much. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Well, I would like to encourage also if people want to support Caritas in the Ukraine emergency. Every national Caritas receive donations. So if people are living in Italy, Caritas Italiana receives donations. In Germany, in the United States, CRS, all these Caritas receive donations for Ukraine, and they channel it through the Caritas Internationalis mechanisms that we have in place. They channel it to Caritas Ukraine, also to Caritas Spes. We have two Caritas organizations in Ukraine to give support. Also remind that the solidarity shown several months ago in the Pope call, because the Pope called for a solidarity with Ukraine to all the bishop conferences in Europe, and that this solidarity fund is still there. It is working. It is being distributed, so people can trust that funds are reaching the people. And in Caritas, we are clearly very close to the people. In any case, prayer will also help very much.
That was Jorge Nuño Mayer, Secretary General of Caritas Europa.